Shalom, Havarim, peace to our friends, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my awesome partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and shalom to you all. For right now especially, we really need the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, for our hope is only in Him. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, your Son Yeshua gave us the way, the truth, and the life. He came to a dark land afflicted with religious oppression, where America is increasingly heading. In that valley of the shadow of death, the light of the world was dawned. We trust Yeshua's second arrival is soon upon us. First, by removing his bride, as Lot was removed before their judgment came. That is our blessed hope. Give us the fortitude to stay strong as we focus on you, for no man can save us but you alone. We lift up these recent prayer requests and for your light to shine upon our lost loved ones. Bless this program as we pray it pleases you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, we all feel sad, you know, as we watch the decline of America, for the handwriting is on the wall. And now they want to put our children in re-education camps to deprogram any child whose parent voted for Trump. Really?
That is being thrown out there and supported by PBS.
Mm-hmm. But we really need to try hard to look at the bigger picture on God's timetable. I know many on the very far right are saying tomorrow will be an uprising where many with international guard will revolt. And I don't know, maybe some will, we don't know. But I am very skeptical that anything will be accomplished in our favor. In fact, it might make things even worse. You know, we know through prophetic scripture, as in Matthew 24, that Satan will win some battles.
But we also know he doesn't end the war.
So, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, all these things must happen.
But the end is not yet.
Right. The signs Jesus describes, beginning in verse 4 through 14, are the things that will happen in the first half of the tribulation, as it is very similar to the six seals of Revelation. However, Jesus is allowing these signs on a much lesser scale to happen now, so we will know and not be ignorant as to just how close we really are to our departure.
So if President Trump had stayed on, it might have slowed things down.
Exactly. And God has his own timetable. Now, under the far left's agenda, more of the New World Order requirements can speed up. You know, globalism stuff, well, it needs to be ready to go.
Like a cashless society, just to name one.
And they have to be able to track us better.
Which is where 5G and the vaccines come into play.
So, 2021 will bring us much closer into globalism, which is why the Dems have to be in control. It just matches scripture better this way. We say we trust God. Now we must prove that by not leaning to our own understanding, influenced by what our flesh desires.
Rather, God's will to fulfill scripture.
Yes, even though in all likelihood we will be moved out of our comfort zone. But storing up treasures in heaven, and when it's all said and done, we will rejoice.
Big time.
You know, one of the idioms used for the tribulation is the labor pains.
Yeah, why labor pains?
Because it will bring the new birth to Israel, who will be in painful labor, which is why it's also called Jacob's trouble.
It's Israel's affliction.
Yes, fulfilling Hosea 5:15, which says,
in their affliction they will earnestly seek me.
The war of Gog and Magog will bring that scripture to fulfillment, as confirmed in Ezekiel 38:23.
What other signs recorded in Matthew 24?
Well, the first is deception. And he's not just talking from the left, but within the church too. You know, we have heard so many false prophecies lately that Trump would serve another 4 years it really bothered me at the time because, well, I guess my discernment button was going off. But I just said, okay, we'll see. You know, the majority of these false prophets have walked it back and repented, while others have made excuses, even saying, well, God must have changed his mind.
Really?
Or Trump did win, but it was stolen. Well, and actually, we believe that too. But that's not how it came across when they said he'd serve another 4 years in the White House.
And that God told them that.
And that, yeah, that God told them it. So we need to be wise in this area and check everything out with Scripture, especially when Paul says evil will get worse, not better, during perilous times.
We are in those times, and we'll get worse.
Very likely. So let's close this topic with Jeremiah's words, as he also kept warning the people that judgment was coming. But most refused to listen to him, but rather listened to the false prophets who tickled their ears, saying, all is well. So anyway, here's what the Lord said to Jeremiah in chapter 14, verse 14.
The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision.
So you can see why Jesus, too, still addresses this deception, and that's recorded by Matthew. With all that said, we do believe in prophesying, just to make that clear. But we must test the prophets first through Scripture and then on their past. Have they ever given any other false prophecies? Only one makes them a false prophet. But we'll move on because Jesus also goes on to say in verse 6,
and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Think of Iran and China, Afghanistan, Yemen, and many other civil wars going around the globe all over the place.
See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Tribulation foreshadows must happen, and are now. So, how close are we?
Well, he also says in verse 7 that people will rise against people.
Right. English Bible translates nations, which to some can be misleading. But the Greek word is ethnos, number 1484, which means people or Gentiles. So, do rioters come to mind, like so many small businesses had to endure this all the summer? Some say we're on the brink of another civil war between the left and the far-right extremists.
And there will be famines and pestilence.
Well, COVID for sure, and with all the migrants flowing in, much more to come. Ultimately, well, it'll reduce the population, a major goal of the globalists.
And earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
And also verse 12 is very relevant today.
Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
So saints, don't lose your joy and keep your expectations high.
We welcome your end-time questions to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate these last day's insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our expenses, and God will bless you for it. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which contains a boatload of teachings with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
Okay, we need to talk about another end time sign that fits nicely into the New World Order's agenda.
And that is censorship.
Yes, indeed. All the progressives needed was an opening. And on the January 6th incident at the Capitol Hill, well, that fit the bill. You know, they act like it was a Pearl Harbor event. But never let a crisis go to waste to enhance their aggressive agenda. The purging of our conservative expression, well, it's begun.
No surprise there.
No, we've been watching it evolve in the name of diversity.
Tolerance for them, but a hate crime for us.
And what happened last week was not just a tweak blocked here or there. This was much more ominous. What Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Amazon did by locking out the President of the United States wasn't just a heavy-handed punishment of Donald Trump. It was against the 74 million voters and against the millions of people who dare to just think differently than they do. And the open forums that give our movement a voice.
So, bottom line, big tech isn't just coming for Trump.
Au contraire, they're coming for all of us.
As we saw with Parler.
Right, which was the competitor to Twitter. But I heard yesterday Parler was back up online. You know, remember Amazon canceled the use of its servers with them? So they're using a different server, but it's not an American server. Had to go out of America. I'm telling you, it's terrible. Glitches are still being worked out, however.
It's all a part of authoritarian rule.
So this is really telling. Recently, Jack Dorsey, who is the CEO of Twitter, was talking about censorship to his 5,400 employees, saying that besides Trump, this is going to be much bigger than just one account and much longer than just the next few weeks. We need to think in longer terms around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe it's actually happening.
But remember this, Christians, we are aliens and sojourners in a foreign land, and now more than ever before, this world is truly not our home.
Time for another scripture.
Always.
I trust in you, O Lord, our times are in your hands. Psalms 31:14.
Amen. And now Speaker Pelosi continues her impeachment plans, as they did in the House, very hurriedly, I might add. Before the news broke out that January 6 rioters, well, all along was the pre-planned demonic infiltration to stop the stolen election evidence from seeing the light of day.
And it worked.
And now they want the Senate to do the same thing.
And they could by just one vote.
Yes, Kamala. You know what? I would like to read what Franklin Graham said about President Trump's possible impeachment.
Yeah, you should.
Okay. He said, after all that President Trump has done for our country, you would turn your back and betray him so quickly? We have never had a president like him in my lifetime. He gave us lower taxes, a strong economy, and low unemployment. He made NATO take notice and pay their own way. He had the guts to take on North Korea and meet with their leader personally. He didn't let China walk all over us. Just his Mideast peace initiatives in the last couple of months deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. He has defended religious liberty like no president before him, and that matters to all people of faith. He has worked to bring prison reform and secured our southern border. He defeated the ISIS caliphate in Syria, and he strengthened our military. And he was also the most pro-life president we have ever had. Close quote. Wow, that says it all. By the way, the White House has just released a 37-page report on all his accomplishments. And you can read it online, or you can print it out. Just go to whitehouse.gov/Trump-administration-accomplishments.
Could you repeat that?
Good idea. whitehouse.gov/Trump-administration-accomplishments. You know, I can just imagine he must feel awful. But he is supposed to give his gala farewell speech tomorrow morning. But he will be missed.
Hopefully he'll write a book.
Well, haven't you heard? They're already working on stopping that possibility. Which seems stupid. Some publisher surely will take it on.
Well, and just for the money alone.
I would think. We'll see.
We say that a lot, don't we?
Don't we now? All right, well, the Los Angeles Times published an analysis of Biden's upcoming policies with the headline characterizing it as an effort to, quote, make America California again, close quote. You know, the state where corporations and citizens are fleeing high taxes and regulations, along with proposing legislation to provide a quick pathway to citizenship for more than 10 million illegal immigrants. And thousands more are arriving. Did you see those pictures?
Oh, they were scary.
Mm-hmm. Biden says tomorrow, right after his inauguration, he will rescind the travel ban from Muslim countries that aid and abet terrorism.
Let them all come in.
He'll rejoin the Paris Climate Change Accord.
Where all the regulations... Watch all the regulations then.
Mm-hmm. Extend pandemic-related limits on evictions and student loan payments.
Adding more to our debt.
Issue a mask mandate for federal property and interstate travel.
That, you know, that's already happened, but they say now there'll be a fine involved.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the beginning.
Any news on Israel?
Yeah, I'd like to move on anyway. let me see. The Syrian agency is definitely blaming Israel for the nocturnal raid 2 weeks ago in the area near the border with Iraq, claiming at least 5 Syrians and 11 Iranian militia members were killed in a wide-ranging operation which targeted 18 warehouses and facilities. It was necessary because this border district serves Iran as its corridor for the transfer of weapons by way of Iraq to its forces in Syria and Lebanon.
Any response?
Oh, you know it. So then, as a warning to Israel and in a show of strength, Iran tested and fired new generation ballistic missiles, which can easily reach Israel. Also, Israel went ahead to the polls again on March 23rd for its fourth election in just 2 years. The two-party coalition, you know, the Likud and the Blue and White Party, well, they've fallen apart because two of its members quit to form their own party, adding to about 14 others.
Of course, the Palestinians hope Netanyahu does not win again.
Of course. But I always keep in mind, Netanyahu is the 33rd degree Mason, which could be why he's been prime minister on and off, but mostly on, for decades. But with that said, the Abraham Accords, again, which President Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for, of course, but will never get, continues to draw in other Arab nations, the latest being Morocco.
I wonder who will step in to replace President Trump.
Could be very meaningful eschatologically, especially when considering the covenant of Daniel 9:27 that ignites Jacob's trouble,
which is the 7-year tribulation.
So, could this be the framework for Daniel 9?
I'm thinking yes.
Well, looking at what all is going on, it sure could be. But our departure is first, and that sends excitement shivers up my spine. But Israel does continue to battle COVID with approximately 9,000 to 10,000 new cases every day. So are on complete lockdown.
Not good for tourism.
Which is nil right now. And they're losing billions of dollars. Since I am convinced COVID is a man-made bioweapon, and now I understand it's found in food, like an ice cream from China. But I am convinced COVID cells can be released anywhere the globalists want to reduce population.
Well, I'd say Israel and America is top of that list.
You think? Oh, my. Well, only a few minutes left. So in closing, let me just say to be sure to keep your eyes on the prize, or Yeshua's trumpet shout. You know, you can read about that in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And that shout will hear from the skies. And that means Jacob's trouble, the tribulation, is certainly approaching. And as I say often, the good news is that during the Jews' affliction, Hosea 5:15, although horrific, they'll find their Savior, Messiah, Yeshua. And from what I read, it'll be during the War of Gog and Magog, where they'll be completely on their own and losing. But then our Lord will step in to win their battle. And again, you can read about that in Ezekiel, especially verse 23 of chapter 38, and confirmed again in the next chapter, Ezekiel 39, verse 22. So meanwhile, be careful and use discernment, for there's a plethora of misinformation and false prophecies spreading among Christians and diehard Trump supporters. Honestly, I wish they'd stop, for they're just giving out so much false hope. You know, making people think, oh, it's going to happen and Trump's going to serve another 4 years. Anyway, depending on what happens tomorrow, as they say, to expect a military coup against the Biden presidency, which sounds to me like a civil war. But they're saying that there's so many National Guards there, like 25,000, because they're actually going to turn and go to militia, I guess. I don't know. Well, I'll be watching, I'm sure, and paying attention. But inevitably, there's going to be some ruckus. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to happen that the Dems will take over America with their socialistic New World Order agenda. And that is troubling, but necessary. And you all know why. So, many are saying things are really falling apart, but we say things are coming together. Praise to our King. So now what? If you are listening out there and you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, know that you are truly precious in His sight, and that He suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. He paid your debt for your sins. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart, and He's knocking." If you are listening, then you can hear His voice. And He's saying, "Just open the door. I will come into you, and I will dine with you, and you with me." I know you hear His voice as He's knocking right now. But He won't crash in. It's always your move. You have freedom of choice. Choice to be with the Lord forever, or choice to be with the demons. But you can be the beneficiary of such a magnificent love story, which was written in blood on a wooden cross erected in Judea over 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is just do it. He's waiting. I think you should just get on your knees right now. That's a humbling position. Close your eyes and just talk to Him and invite Him into your heart. Repent for all your sins. And again, just do it. He loves you. He wants you. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, number 622, where it says, "The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Even pray for our new president that he doesn't go too far to the left. And, of course, as always, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, they're going to prosper in many, many different ways. And it's going to be our home one day. You should memorize that, Psalm 122, verse 6. God bless you. See you next time, God willing.
Thank you. thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.